caught in her panties. As I sit her in my nice clothes, I reflect on how all this began. I was a normal male in every sense save one. I liked to cross-dress, and my wife of 5 years was going to make sure that I could do it anytime I wanted to. The unfortunate thing for me is she wanted me to be female all the time. So here I sit, writing this story at her request. No, at her insistence. It was 4 years ago when my wife walked in the house after work, and there I was all dressed up in some of her clothes. She just looked at me and didn't say a thing. I was then very worried about what she would say. I quickly went in and took off all the clothes and went to the living room where she was. There she started asking me questions. When did all this start, dear? Well, it was a long time ago when I was about 5. I got interested in my mother's and sister's clothes, and my sister even dressed me up sometimes. Well, I was worried because I thought you had another woman. No, honey, you know I love you. Yes, you do, don't you? We sat and talked for hours on what was to transpire. She told me that from this time on, she wanted me dressed only as a woman while at home. I readily agreed and my training began. Little did I know the ramifications that this would cause. The next morning, a Saturday, she got me up early and told me to go to the bathroom. There she had several items that she put in a bath. Then she spread a cream all over my body and told me to wait about 15 minutes. When the 15 min was up, she told me to step into the tub and the bubble bath she had run. I got into the tub, and a few min after I got in, all the hair on my body fell off. She then told me to stand up, and she took a razor and shaved my pubic area into a little triangle patch. When the bath was over, she told me to towel off and told me to go to the bedroom and wait. She came in a few min later and sat me at her vanity. She put rollers in my long hair and setting gel. Then she told me to go sit on the bed and wait for her. I sat there wondering what she had planned. She came back with several items, including some surgical tape. She had me lay on the bed with my legs in the air, and she expertly pushed my cock and balls up inside my body. Then she took the tape and fashioned a makeshift vagina out of the skin from the empty ball sack. I looked and saw what appeared to be a vagina. Then she took some breast forms and glued them to my chest. I now had two tits, and they looked rather good. She smiled at me and said, "This is only temporary." I did not know what was talking about, but I would find out very soon. She continued doing what she was doing and told me to stand up. As I stood up, she wrapped a corset around me and told me to lift my arms in the air. When I did that, she began to pull the laces of the corset tighter and tighter. It was getting to the point I couldn't breathe, but she kept pulling the laces till my waist was at a size 24 inches. I could hardly breathe, and she smiled at me. She then picked up a pair of nylons and rolled them up my legs and attached them to the garters on the bottom of the corset. Then she picked up a pair of red silk panties and slid them up into place around my waist. Next came the matching red satin bra trimmed in black lace. She put my arms through the straps and attached it in the back. It was all coming together, and I didn't know where it was all going. She picked up the blue silk maid's dress and had me step into it. It was short and only came down below the tops of my nylons. Then she picked up the red crinoline petticoats and had me step into them. She pulled them up around my waist and smoothed down the dress. The sleeves of the dress were fluffy and had lace borders. The bodice of the outfit swung low in front, and the cleavage that showed was rather stunning. Then she sat me down and had me slip into a pair of high-heeled shoes. The heels must have been 7 or so, and when she attached the ankle strap and told me to stand up, I had a hard time walking at first. She had me sashay around the room to get used to them. She again took me to her vanity and began to apply foundation and makeup. It didn't take her long. When she took my hair down, I almost fainted. There was the prettiest woman sitting there. It was surprising because I never expected my wife to be doing this to me. Now, that is complete. Your training will begin. What do you mean, my training? You will see, you are going to be my housemaid. Whenever you aren't at work, you will be dressed in this outfit. You will have to do all the chores, including the laundry, cleaning the house, and the cooking, and you better do it right. That sort of scared me, but I wasn't in a position to argue. One more thing, you will do as you are told, or these will be distributed among your friends and co-workers. She held up some Polaroids that she had taken of me in various stages of transformation. I was caught and trapped into what I did not know. She told me she had some errands to run and that I had better have the house spotless when she got home. I looked at her and didn't know whether to laugh or cry. She kissed me on the cheek and picked up her purse and left. I didn't know where to start, so I started in the living room dusting and vacuuming and cleaning. Then I went in the kitchen and did the dishes. I went to the laundry and started to do the laundry, which was something I never did. I had to more or less guess how to do it, but managed. My wife was gone for several hours, and when I was in the middle of folding the clothes, she came home. She called to me and I went into the living room. She had a friend with her, and I immediately started to blush. Her friend's name was Kathy, and she was one beautiful woman which I had met before. She took one look at me and smiled. Very pretty. What is her name? Oh, I haven't figured that out yet. What do you think, Kathy? Well, Samantha seems like a pretty name for her. Then Samantha it is, she smiled. My wife was now thoroughly into this whole thing, and I was really scared. I didn't know just how far she was going to take this. I would find out that night as she and Kathy had planned a party and I was to be the maid. I was told that I would serve the guests any way they wanted, and that I would wear the French maid's uniform I had on. Now run along, Samantha, I need you to get prepared for tonight. Both women laughed as I went into the kitchen to prepare for the party they were hosting. Dissipate all that was going on, she worked with a smile on her face, and she whistled as she worked preparing all sorts of snacks and party favors. This was also new to her, but she was prepared for just about anything. Samantha would find out that this party would be the beginning of the end of her male personality. It was getting late, and Samantha had set out all the things she needed for the party, including stocking the bar. She was in the middle of setting up the snacks and things when Diane and Kathy returned. She finished what she was doing and greeted them as they came in. Hello, madam, would you like me to take your coat for you? Why, of course, dear, said Kathy with a smile. You can take mine also, Samantha. You know where to put it. Would you like a drink, ladies? She asked. Certainly, you know what I like, Samantha, said Diane. Make mine a vodka gimlet, please, said Kathy. I curtsied and went to the bar to fix the drinks. When I gave them their drinks, there was a knock on the door. I went to answer it, and there were two couples there. The men were very handsome and very tall, about 6'4". Tall and very muscular. They towered over me as if I were a dwarf. But then I was only 5'6" tall anyway. My wife Diane was as tall as me, if not a bit taller. The woman with these men were very beautiful and very tall as well. They looked like models or something. I took their coats and things and went to hang them up. The men both had a funny smile as I took their coats from them. One of the men even patted me on the behind as I walked away. The woman just giggled as they went over to where Diane and Kathy were sitting. Where is your date for tonight, Kathy? Asked one of the women. Oh, he will be here a little later, Melinda, said Kathy. And what about you, Diane? Asked her friend Andrea. Oh, he will be here soon, said Diane with a smile. My heart sank as I heard her say this. I couldn't imagine my wife out with another man, and I wanted to cry. I fixed the two women and their date some drinks and went back to serving the snacks. Of course, when I bent over to serve them, my skirt was so short that my pedipanties would show, and the men would pinch me on the rear. They were all having conversations between themselves and pointing at me. About half hour later, there was a knock on the door and I went to answer it. There were two very handsome men standing there, and I guessed they were Diane and Kathy's dates. They both smiled at me knowingly as I took their coats. Both Diane and Kathy came to them and gave each one a big hug and very affectionate kiss. My heart started to break when I saw this and the tears started. I composed myself as I went to the kitchen. They were all having the time of their lives and I was getting sadder and sadder. I wanted to run and hide. What was my wife doing to me? And why was she doing this to me now of all times with our anniversary a week away? I was sashaying around in my maid's uniform doing what any maid would do. Then one of the men came over to me and took me in his arms and kissed me hard on the mouth. I tried to pull back, but remembered what my wife had said that I had to do whatever they wanted. I let him kiss me, and for some reason, I started to respond. So you are Diane's sissy husband, are you? We are going to have some fun with you tonight, my dear. By the way, you are very pretty, and if I didn't know you were a male, I would swear you were a real female. I blushed and thanked him, dissipate myself, and he patted me on the rear. It was about 15 minutes later when I was taken by the hand to the center of the room and my wife said very loud, Ladies and gentlemen, It is showtime. Samantha, please come here. I didn't know what was happening, but I heard four zippers coming down at the same time. I was blindfolded, and when it was taken off, there were all four men with their cocks in their hands standing right in front of me. God, I had never seen cocks that big in my life. My own tool was small in comparison. The first man, his name was Wayne, stepped up and pressed his cock to my lips. I didn't want to open them, and my wife looked at me sternly, and I did as I was told. I opened my mouth, and he pushed that monster in and right to the back of my throat. I almost gagged and wanted to throw up. Damn, could this really be happening to me? I was lost. I licked the shaft as best I could, and Wayne held my head as he sawed in and out of my mouth. It was as if a gigantic log was being forced down my throat. I did my best as he continued to fuck my mouth. It wasn't long, and he stiffened in my mouth. I could feel the cum racing up his shaft, and soon I had my first taste of male cum. It splashed against the back of my mouth and down my throat. It tasted salty but was sweet at the same time. It was silky and slimy as it went down my throat. Despite my efforts to swallow it all, some of it escaped and trickled out the corner of my mouth. He seemed to go on forever as blast after blast of his cum went down my throat. Finally, he was done. And as he went limp, I cleaned him off and he gave me a peck in the cheek. Thank you, babe. That was the best blowjob I have ever had. It wasn't over, and before long I was spread eagle over the coffee table, with my wrists secured to the legs. My panties were taken down around my knees, and someone was spreading something very wet on my asshole. I had to figure out what was going on and wanted to run, but couldn't. Then this man started to push his cock into my small asshole, and it hurt really bad. I screamed as he forced his way in past my Spencer muscle and deep inside me. Don't worry, babe. You will be able to take all my 10 inches, and it will feel good soon. As he said, I did take all of it right down to his balls. As he began to fuck me slowly, his heavy balls were slapping up against my ass cheeks. He got more leverage as he grabbed my waist and pulled me back at him as he fucked me for the first time. Oh yes, that is so good, you little sissy. Take all my cock, feel it deep inside you. Oh yes, you are so tight. Dissipate myself as he fucked me, I started to get a feeling down in my gut and my own small cock was trying to grow, but pushed up inside me like it was impossible. But for some reason I started to shake, and as I did, I felt myself cuming. Was I having an orgasm? Is this what a woman felt like? Waves of passion swept over me as I felt myself cuming. Ah yes, I am going to come, take it all, sissy, screamed the man. I wanted to pull away, but his cock was filling me to capacity, and he held me tight as he fucked my virgin asshole. Yes, here it comes, baby. I am going to come.